Doing mitzvah number five is mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. This mitzvah includes several facets to it. We'll start with the most halachically clear one, that a person is mechuyev to give up his life for, we learn from a pasuk, that a person is mechuyev to give his life for three averus, and not to transgress the averus. Now, it's called Torah Kula. If a goy comes to someone and says, "He's chazer, I'm going to kill you," so the person he's chazer doesn't get killed. But there are three averus that a person has to give his life for. So what is the regular right? Shvichas dami. If a goy comes, puts a gun to a Jew and says, "Bow down to this idol, I'm going to kill you," or have some kind of illicit relation, or to kill another Jew, he must give his life first and not transgress those averus. And that is included in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It makes no difference whether it's in front of 10 people or not in front of people, 10 people. Connected with that, however, is included more than that. If the intention of the goy is to make a Jew transgress averus, and in front of 10 people, 10 Jews, he says to him, "Transgress, oh, I'm going to kill you, any avera," but the purpose, his intent is to make the Jew be give up the Torah, like at times of the Inquisition, at times of Crusades, these type of things, or the Goyim were intent upon the Jews giving up the Torah in times of the Greeks. So then any mitzvah, even the smallest minig, is a mitzvah to give up his life, Kadashim Shemayim. And right, that's if any time that's what his intention is. Okay.
Let's read.
Yeah. Now, it's the time of Shmad. It was where the goyim would make general decree. So this is just say one goy wants to make a person transgress the Torah. So then we just learned the time of Shmad when the goyim make a general decree against the Jews. Then a field of sinner, even if see not in front of 10 Jews, any. But if their whole intent is simply to make the Jews transgress, like we said in the time of the Greeks, then even Bitsina, even if there's no other Jews around, he still has to give his life. He can't be over on any of theirs. Now, if the goy is only, it's the only kavana is, as we mentioned before, just for the fun of it, with no special intention, then he transgresses all of theirs except for the three. This, for Boisa, is the most humor of all of this, and I just want to mention that Havai should be no getas, but the people who die in Kiddush Hashem brought down that they have a place in the Olam Haba that no one else gets into. This is the highest possible place in the Olam Haba. Even the biggest tzaddikim don't get there. People die in Kiddush Hashem, they get the biggest possible place in the Olam Haba. Which, incidentally, Boisa, answers one of the big questions that one of the popular questions that non from people ask: where was Hashem during the Holocaust? Right? Famous question: where was Hashem? He loves the Jewish people, cares about the Jewish people, about 6 million people died during the Holocaust, where was he? The answer is, you know where he was? He was getting 6 million people in the Olam Haba. Straight, free ticket. Highest place in the Olam Haba. If you believe that this world is the end of everything, then the first thing you have is big kasha, where was Hashem? But if you believe that the next world, which is more important than this world, then I'll tell you where Hashem was. He was doing the biggest possible, biggest rachamim you can do for a Jew. They get him by his free ticket in the Olam Haba. Some people, Jews, never kept any mitzvahs. People were killed just they were Jewish. They get a straight ticket to the Olam Haba. People die in Kiddush Hashem, I think there's a Kabbalah from Maram and Rodenberg, if I remember correctly, that they don't feel pain. And if you know the stories of the Holocaust, you would hear the stories, everybody's saying. Thousands of Jews went to their death without crying, without whimpering. They went to their death calmly. And even people who were not so from, but Kabbalah people were from that they went calmly to their death. They said Shema Yisrael, whatever, but they didn't go and break down. On the other hand, when the Germans got caught, the Nazis got caught, they turned into absolutely pieces of nothing. They started crying and begging for lives. They couldn't. They started going crazy. They committed suicide. Right? Just the thought of being caught. And the reason is why. So that those who died with Kiddush Hashem is a special bracha that they when they die that they don't feel any pain from it. It's an amazing thing. I don't know for sure, but that's what the Kabbalah is brought down. Akoponim, the place in Olam Haba, that's for sure, it's before, so they get a place that's unparalleled for any tzaddik, those people dying to Hashem. So, Rabbi said, where was Hashem? That's where he was. Okay, there's more aspects to this, Mr. Rabbi says, so we'll do that with Hashem for next time.
I want to take some, I don't know if it might have been, but whether it is.